There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have a special focus on the business of tourism this week and your tourism business now, because we are speaking to Reem Al-Khatib, who's the Managing Director of Guest Ready, which is a management services firm for Airbnb and other peer-to-peer lending properties. Reem, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you want to give us the elevator pitch and tell us, if you've got an apartment that you want to let out on Airbnb, what would you do for us?
So if you have an apartment here in Dubai, we first come in and inspect the property, and then we let you know if we think it would do better on a short-term basis compared to a long-term basis. And then we also add, if we do think that there's potential there, we go in and we add our final touches. We try to make the property a little bit more attractive. We want the property to be unique and different, so we come in and we want to give, you know, all these guests a different experience when they come to Dubai. So what we would do is take care of your property and manage everything from A to Z. This includes if you would require furnishing, then there's like maintenance. It's really everything, including. Guest communication and, you know, just taking care of your property while you're abroad as well.
So you'd sort out the guests, let them in, have someone change the sheets after they've gone, turn it around for the next one.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
You mentioned there that you assess whether or not a property would be better financially as a short-term let or a long-term let. What's the defining specifics for those? What makes something better short-term rather than long-term?
So there are several factors that make a property better short-term compared to long-term. We would say the first one would be location. So all the properties are located in prime locations in Dubai. There are about 5 to 7 locations that are considered prime. Then there's also the view from the property. That's a really important factor, especially with the increased competition. There's a lot of properties out there. We want to make sure that your property is still gonna be one of the top properties. Another factor is furnishing. So a property has to feel unique. It has to feel like, you know, it's home away from home, comfortable, inviting, and we know how to, you know, take care of that. So these are just the top three, you know, factors that go in.
And what kind of yield are your clients getting in Dubai at the moment?
So for yield, it's about 8 to 10%. That's the yield that we're getting now. It used to be around 10 to 12% a few years ago. And now, because there's a lot of supply, it's gone down from to 8 to 10%, which is still a really high yield compared to long term.
And what do you take as a cut for the services?
Our cut depends on, you know, the property and depends on how many properties you give us as well. It's around 20% on average.
There's a lot of competition in your space now, managing Airbnb rentals. We've had the guys from Frank Porter in. There are others as well. Within your little bit of this industry, are you seeing lots more competitors crop up? Is it becoming more competitive?
Yes, definitely. It's become more competitive. We do see that, and this is why it's very important. We're very selective when we take on properties. We don't sign any property that's in Dubai. It has to be a property that's, that we think is going to come on top. And now there's more than 11,000 properties in Dubai that are just up on short term. So for us, I think there's a lot of potential, but you also do need to be really selective.
11,000 currently listed in Dubai at the moment. Yes. That sounds like a lot. We got, what, about 100,000 hotel rooms, have we? Something like that.
Yes, I think so. And I do think that it's disrupting the hotel industry, short-term rentals. So it's quite different. We're not competing, we're not really competing with hotels. But I would say it's a different type of experience for the guests that are staying. We do see that we have lots of corporate clients. So I don't think hotels would have clients that are staying for 4 months or 5 months. That is something that we welcome and we focus on as well.
With property prices low historically at the moment, are you seeing people bring investment properties to you? Are you seeing a spike in buying an interest?
Yes, definitely. So now because property prices have dropped, people want to take advantage of this, high yield. So, and this is something that we also provide. So if someone, if we have an investor that's asking me, let me know if this building is, you know, is good for short-term rental. What we do is we can go inspect the property and I could let him know like how much I think that they could generate in a yield, like not just revenue per year, but we can tell them like how much we think this property can generate in yield at the end of the year.
Do we see seasonality in the Airbnb business? Are people's property filled for 7 or 8 months of the year and empty for four?
So it's not empty for four. We have a different strategy. What we do is in summer, we rent it out long term. So it's called really midterm. So we have the summer months are filled. We count summer months from Ramadan until September. So until the end of September. And then what we do is just we rent it out for corporate clients in this time period.
So I've got a million dirhams here on the table and I'm coming to you saying, Reem, where do I put my million dirhams in Dubai? What do I buy today to get the most bang for my buck?
We get asked this question so many times and I would advise you to go to DIFC or downtown. Downtown is always going to, there's always demand downtown. And it's also close to DIFC, so we get corporate clients, you get tourism as well. And DIFC is close to downtown, so these two, like one of these two options would be a great opportunity. We know a lot of, you know, buildings there, studio apartments, some one beds that are worth about 1 million, so we can definitely give you advice
on that. What's the sweet spot? Do I want a studio or one bed, or is the demand for three beds or even villas?
So there's a really high demand. Actually, just now it's been increasing. It's bigger apartments, 3 and 4 bedrooms. It's a niche here in Dubai to for travelers,
bigger families
in the GCC. Exactly. There's lots of families that want to come here. They don't want to stay in hotels. They want to stay in luxury apartments that are large luxurious apartments. So another thing would be one beds that fit about 4 people. That's also, you know, we see a very high yield there.
You've got to be getting on quite well. We've got 4 people in one bed.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Reem Al-Khatib is Managing Director at Guest Ready, the Airbnb peer-to-peer staying management platform.
Thanks a lot.
Dubai Eye 103.8 presents an array of independent expert opinions and does not advise one particular view. Always seek independent legal advice which considers your own personal circumstances.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.